After years of debate, the Czech Republic finally has an official body dedicated to examining the country's communist past. Called the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes, it will give both the public and historians access to tens of kilometres and millions of pages of secret police and military intelligence files. Ian Willoughby spoke to director Pavel Žáček at the new institute's official opening on Friday morning.
We can definitely start to search our past. We can definitely answer some questions about our past, how it was over 50s, how it was in 1989. We can definitely say there's no secret anymore, and now we can speak about it. We can finish textbooks, for example, for our schools, you know.
The archives are tens of kilometers long. You have millions of pages. How long will it take historians to process this information?
We can now find some date when it will be finished. It will never be finished. I don't know. You know, 100 years, even more. Who knows?
How does the extent of files that were kept in Czechoslovakia compare to other former communist states?
If we compare numbers of files and kilometers of archive materials with Germany, for example, or Romania, we have about one quarter of materials like Stasi or Securitate.
And is it the case that all other post-communist countries have already such an institution as this? And did you take inspiration from other countries?
Of course, we are almost last state in a former post-communist area in Central and East Europe, and of course we were inspired. That's for sure, because for example, the Hungarian and Romanian archive they starting their activity 10 years ago. And in Poland in 1997, in Germany in 1993, so 1992. So, you know, we need time, we need to run very fast to get our friends from abroad to be on the same line.
Pavel Žáček, director of the new Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes, and he was speaking there to Ian Willoughby.